This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Dave the Computer Guy here this morning from Tex in the Burg. TexintheBurg.com is the website. We, a second ago, just started talking about the whole situation with Windows 10. And that sort of, I guess, kind of falls under the umbrella, Dave, of just securing family PCs, laptops, and phones. You got to make sure that you do that for a number of reasons.
Yes, and Windows 10 is, their support's going to be ending, Microsoft's ending that support October 14th of this year. So after that, there's going to be no updates, patches, fixes, anything like that, unless you had a special contract with Microsoft, which most people don't. So you'll have to have a computer that's either upgradable to Windows 11, or you need to buy a new computer. And if you're, like I said before the break, if your computer's more than 4 or 5 years old, there's a chance it's not going to support Windows 10. You need to look into it, call up or call another support company who can help you if the spec support Windows 11. And if not, you're going to have to get yourself a new PC or laptop to remain safe on the internet.
And you can check your computer too, can't you? It will tell you whether you're.
Yes, a lot of times it will. Sometimes Microsoft has changed the goalposts a little bit. They're like, well, we're not going to support this processor, and now we are going to support this processor. But generally speaking, if it's easier to tell Intel processors, if they're 8th generation or newer, they're supported. If they're 7th generation or previous, they're not supported anymore. That has moved back and forth. I think that is the last time I checked that the 8th generation and newer are supported. But you definitely want to check that. If you don't already have Windows 11, you need to start checking, and don't wait till the last moment.
I know, and I haven't seen one lately, but I've got a computer that's going to be too old, and every couple of months I get some kind of a reminder reminding me that it's not going to be upgradable.
It's not compatible with Windows 11. Yes.
Yeah.
And so those are the ones where you need to either after October 14th. You don't want to use that for banking or any secure websites that you go on the internet. And if just do basic web browsing, I guess it would be okay, but I wouldn't use it for any secure transactions.
Boy, and this falls too under the situation that we talk a lot about, Dave. Just don't take chances with this kind of thing, because it has just gotten to be so dangerous on the internet, and it's so easy to be fooled.
It is, Ted, and I talk to people every day. The other day I talked to someone, he's like, I've been hacked, something's wrong with my computer, and you know, I know we have an antivirus, you know, why does it happen? The antivirus isn't the end-all be-all in computer protection. Think of antivirus as seatbelts and airbags in a car. They will help protect you, but if you drive into a concrete wall at 80 miles an hour, you know, there's a good chance you're going to be hurt or killed. If you drive your PC into a ditch, go browsing horrible sites and everything, there's a good chance you're still going to get a virus or be hacked or something. You have to have good antivirus. Also have to have good computer sense of how you're using the computer. And stay off, don't do a lot of searches and click on all kinds of links. You need to actually have some restraint and protect yourself.
And that's a great term, computer sense, because that's what it is. Because sometimes you can get lazy and open wrong things. And like you say, other times, you start searching, and you're in areas you shouldn't be.
Yeah, and you don't think about it. I've done it. I think most everyone that from time to time, if you're using a computer, you do it. You're like, okay, what's this news thing that I heard today? And then you search on some news term, and some link will come up, and you click on it without thinking. Then this thing pops up on your screen that you're infected, and they're going to contact the FBI, and you got to pay a ransom.
Right.
Then the phone starts ringing. People are like, you know, something's wrong with my computer, and I hear it beeping in the background, that noise it makes.
Yeah.
You're infected and everything. You've really got to be careful of what you do, and it is very much like driving a car. You need to pay attention and be safe. And if you know, an antivirus doesn't, if you have a good antivirus, it doesn't mean you get a virus. It's like a vaccine. It makes it harder to get a virus, but you still can.
As far as antiviruses go, I know you've said that there are some free ones out there. There's some relatively inexpensive ones that you can get, but have something.
Yes, and what I would recommend, because especially with when you have a mother and father and a bunch of kids and everyone's busy. They're running to soccer practice. They're going everywhere, and their days are just booked full, and they don't have time for to worry about something else like this. There is some really, really good software out there I'd recommend for families. If you have 2, 3, 4 kids, everyone has laptops, cell phones, PCs. Bitdefender is one of the better, if not the best, antivirus out there right now. They have a family plan. Right now it's on sale. It's $120 a year. That will protect up to 25 devices, both Apple and Android phones, Apple and Windows PCs, laptops. And it's really good antivirus, but it also includes a password manager, an unlimited VPN, plus it has really, really good parental controls. And you can put time limits on your kids' internet browsing, content filtering, and get activity reports, seeing what your kids are doing online. And these are very, very helpful things for parents that they don't... Everyone's so stressed, they're so busy, they don't need, more stress and just more confusion. This is one piece of software that pretty much does everything and does it very well. And for up to 25 devices for $120 a year, that's a lot of peace of mind for $120.
Boy, I will say, so that's Bitdefender?
Yes, Bitdefender, and it is the family... Ultimate Security Family Plan for 5 user accounts and 25 devices.
Well, you talk about stress, and nothing will stress you out more. And the other thing is, take up a lot of your time. Is if you do get a virus, or you do get one of those ransom messages.
Yes, and a lot of people, there's so many things you can buy. They don't know what to buy. Okay, you got an antivirus, you've got password managers, you got VPNs, you've got malware protection and all this. This is one of the pieces of software that pretty much does it all and does it very well for not that much money, for 25 devices for a year. And Bitdefender is one of the antiviruses we use with our commercial and business clients.
Okay.
And it is one of the best, if not the best, antivirus out there. And for home use families, it takes a lot of the worry off the table. You buy one thing, you're as protected as about you're going to get.
Well, and you've mentioned a couple of times kids this morning, and kids are really the ones you do have to teach a lot of these kind of skills. It will help them, but it will save you and not put what you have, what you have, won't expose what you have.
Yes, and with the kids, especially younger kids, you do have with this all package the parental controls, so you can set the time limits of when your kid can browse the internet, where he can browse, and then you'll get full reports of everywhere he's been and everywhere he or she is, what they've done on the internet. And that's a big, big peace of mind, I think, for parents.
Well, you and I often say, and I've said to you so many times, we talk about the technology and the access of things and the speed of things that we have. And this is a great time to be alive with all of this. But it can be scary because the one thing that has not gone away over the years, even though some of the guards against it have gotten to be very good, there still are those out there that are looking to hack into you or creating viruses. That hasn't changed.
Yeah, unfortunately, Ted, the technology has so many benefits, but the one element that has not changed is that there's always criminals looking to take advantage of people.
Yep, no, it's scary. And you mentioned, a lot of times we don't think of phones. We think strictly of computers, but you got to be careful with your phone, too.
Yes, and these software packages, they will work with iPhones, with Android phones, Mac computers, Windows computers. They will protect everything, and it's just a one fell swoop package. It does everything.
Well, it's always amazing, and especially talking to you about how technology, just the speed of things. When the speed is what's so hard to grasp, and just in not too long, it wasn't that many years ago that we all had dial up, and now the speed just continues to get faster and faster.
Yep, and actually, I want to update everybody, and I'll probably do it in more depth after the next break. Several months ago, I told the listeners that we at my house, we've cut the cable cord, so to speak.
Yeah,
we got
talked
rid
about
of cable.
That.
We used to have Cox. We had Verizon, Fios, and others. And I stopped that. We got cellular 5G for internet, and then just some online streaming services. And actually, we love it, Ted. We absolutely love it. Once I got used to it and sort of fine-tuned everything,
yeah,
absolutely will never go back to regular cable again. Right now we're using T-Mobile 5G for the internet, and we love it. It's not that expensive. There's plans available between $35 to $50 a month.
Yeah.
And depending if you get the special or not. And the speeds are good. I tested the other day 5G speeds. We were getting about 600 megs down, about 150 minutes up, which isn't bad, and the latency is very good. You can videos, there's no stutter or freezing.
Yeah.
And for that price, it's excellent. And then you add a good streaming service. We cut our internet and cable bill, so to speak, in half with giving up in. And I, in fact, like it much, much better now than what we had before, and it's half price.
Wow, that's pretty, and that's amazing. And the other thing is, you know how to test all this stuff and to see it and to get your vote of approval means a lot.
Yeah, this was new to me because we at my house and at my business. Well, at my business, we have high-speed cable internet.
Yeah.
Very, very high-speed cable internet. But at my house, we've always had, TV, internet, everything through one of the big cable providers. To cut that cable and to learn and, do all this stuff from the ground up, so to speak, okay, what cell service do we want? What streaming plans do we want? How do they have the channel we want, and it was a learning experience, but I'm glad I went through it. And we like YouTube TV. That has worked out very well for us. And there's some free streaming services.
Yeah.
One is Pluto. It's Absolutely, and it has a lot of good animals that we used to watch growing up. The Beverly Hillbillies, Andy Griffith, just all these old shows. You can stream them all for free. And it's very, very convenient, and I love the fact that we didn't give up anything. We have still fast internet, and it's 50% less.
So if someone's looking at that, think about it. And like you said, there is a little bit of a learning curve to learn about it.
There is. It's different. It's different. But once we did it and got fine-tuned and got used to it, I'll never go back. There's nothing that a cable company could ever do to get me to come back.
Technology. Dave the Computer Guy here this morning now from Tex in the Berg. TexInTheBerg.com. They're on Lafayette Boulevard. Check them out. Town Talk Power this morning by Tex in the Berg. Dave the Computer Guy here. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We're going to talk about eyes and AI when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:28.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Dave the Computer Guy in this morning. Town Talk powered by Tex in the Berg this morning. TexInTheBerg.com. Dave the Computer Guy here. It is a time to talk, first of all, about eyes. This is something that... You have talked with me over the years, Dave, about making sure that you protect your back and don't have that problem, but also eyes, because we're all looking at these screens and smaller screens, and it can affect us.
Ted, it is an epidemic, and if there's any eye doctors out there listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about. I've been staring at computer screens for well over 40 years, and it's really, really taken a toll on my eyes. And it, with everyone that's glued to their laptops, their PCs, their cell phones, year after year, it really takes a toll on a person's eyes. They need to protect their eyes. If you're one of the people that have a 9-to-5 job where you stare at a computer screen all day long, 5 days a week, really need to talk to your eye doctor about either prescription glasses, blue light blocking glasses, and proper eye etiquette, I would call it. Make sure your screen's about arm's length away from you. Do not squinch up real close to the screen. That will really wreck your eyes. And look away from the screen every 15 or 20 minutes. Take your eyes off it. Focus on something else farther away. And just give yourself a 30-second, a minute break every 15 or 20 minutes looking at the screen. That will help with eye strain. But more important is, if you can regularly see an eye doctor, if you are looking at computer screens all day, every day, because you're going to end up like me. 30 or 40 years later, your eyes are going to be wrecked, and it doesn't have to be that way. There's a lot of new data and technology today about how screens and computer use affects a person's vision. 30 or 40 years ago, it was all new. No one knew what we were facing. We know today what we're facing, and you need to protect your eyesight, because if it gets wrecked, the chances are it's not going to be fixable. So protect yourself so you don't wreck your eyes.
I was just going to say that is the one unfortunate thing, that when you do have some major problems, sometimes it can't be fixed, and that's why you need to pay attention to all of this.
Yeah, and it's not that hard. I call it computer use etiquette. If you're at your computer, make sure your distance from your screen at least arm's length. Do not get 12 inches away from your screen and squint up on it.
Yeah.
And look away every 15, 20 minutes or so. Just habit, even set a timer on your watch or on your computer that every 15, 30 minutes or so, it beeps. Okay, I'm looking away for 30 seconds. I'm going to look at something else, or I'm going to shut my eyes for 30 seconds. Just do anything to, you know, prevent this constant strain, looking at the same thing all day long from the same angle and distance. It's really, really bad. People's eyes are not made for that. They're simply not made to do this. That's why it's harmful to them. So just do these small things. See your eye doctor. Tell them what you do for a living, and they can recommend different things for you to help you so you don't wreck your vision.
Well, and like you say, we know things now. We didn't know them 40 years ago.
No. No one had any idea that, that number one, we would be right now with computer use, and the people with their little cell phones with the small screens that they're straining to read stuff on. And with all the new data coming in, it is an epidemic, Ted, an absolute epidemic of eye problems because of computer use, laptop use, and cell phone use. And protect yourself. Think about it. Just actively think about what you're doing, what you're looking at. Look away from the screen every now and then. Talk to your eye doctor about what you do and, you know, your concerns. They're the ones that can really help you and give you the best advice, a professional eye doctor.
Well,
and like I said, because sometimes if something dries, it might be over with surgery. They might not be. And it's a heck of a thing when you wreck your eyesight just doing your job.
Well, and I think about Dave, the years, in some of the early years, those screens were bad for your eyes.
And actually they're worse now. The old Cath-Ray tube, the big TV tube ones, some of those weren't as bad as some of the things going on today. The
really?
LED screens, LCD screens, they emit a lot of blue light. They're beautiful screens and everything, but they're actually more harmful in a lot of ways than the old Cath-Ray tube, big tube screens. And so they're beautiful pictures and everything,
yeah,
but they present significant problems as far as eyesight problems. And so definitely talk to your eye doctor about it.
Interesting. I never would have guessed that back then it was that it's gotten worse. That's
yeah.
So interesting.
Yep, and it's definitely gotten worse. And plus, besides all getting worse for the most part, people are using them so much. They're such a part of our daily routine. Okay, get up in the morning, you check your cell phone. It's a small little screen you're straining to see. Oh, let me get my laptop, let me get my email, let me do this, let me do that. And you haven't even got to your office yet. Then you get to your office and you sit down in front of your computer screen and stare at it for 8 or 10 hours. And so it's not a good thing for eyesight. And so it's something that we're going to hear much more about every year, because every year that goes by, it's gotten worse.
Mm. Good stuff this morning with Dave the Computer Guy with a Tex in the Berg, texintheberg.com. AI, we hear about it all the time. There's all kinds of things about it, but talk a little bit about how it's changing the way we use computers.
Oh, gosh, Ted. Before, basically, a computer, it's data and a program that you use to access the data. Okay, whether your data is pictures, whether it's Word documents, whatever, then you have a program, whether it's Microsoft Word or Excel or Photoshop or whatever, or your internet browsers. With AI, and especially after this, we're going to talk a little bit about the data centers, why we need them. The AI is basically very complex programs that access a tremendous amount of data and can actually learn and think and improve through really complex algorithms. And it's machine learning, basically. And if anyone has seen The Terminator or Terminator 2 or that old movie War Games, with that Whopper, I think it was called.
Right, yes.
The war computer,
yep.
The war simulation computer. That those things were sort of fake at that time, but they mimicked the future pretty well, because now computers are being able to think, and it's getting much, much more powerful these days with the extremely powerful program. AI is being used in weather forecasting, and we use AI today, and we might not even think about it or even know it. And I'm not going to say the words, but our digital assistants, one that starts with an A and one starts with an S, I don't want to say it because I'll turn off and on everyone's digital
That's right.
assistant.
Yes, yes, you will. Thank you. And, thank you for thinking of that.
It's just changed the way people live day to day, and home automation and turning on your lights, turning off your lights, heating and cooling system, everything. And the other day, it was so funny. I'm a stereo nut. I love stereo equipment and speakers. Ever since I was a little kid, I've just really liked audio equipment and music, and as a hobby. And I saw a speaker in a picture the other day, Ted. It didn't have any way that I could tell what it was. So I cut and pasted it, searched in AI on the internet like a lot of people do. And in about 5 seconds, I had the make and model of that speaker, which I couldn't identify.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, 20 years ago, that would have been impossible.
Right.
Now it's an everyday occurrence. You just, okay, what is this? And is this sentence structure? I'm writing a paragraph. I'm a little confused with the sentence structure of this. Let me put this into the internet and see if this is correct use of a pronoun or noun or whatever. And it will come back. AI will say, okay, this is the proper sentence structure. This is where to put a comma. This is where to put a period. And everything has changed, and it requires all this data processing power and all this data that the complex programs are processing requires data centers. And that's the big news now around Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm.
Before, this is, to me, probably some of the biggest news around Fredericksburg. Pennsylvania Mall opened in the 80s, and then Park opened to that. Now Fredericksburg very well possibly could get 8, maybe 10 or 12 data centers. And this is a real big deal for Fredericksburg. It's a double-edged sword, though. It's going to bring in a lot of tax money, about $5 million a year in tax revenue per data center, so up to $40 million possible in tax revenue for the city of Fredericksburg. That's the good thing. It will bring some jobs, not a tremendous amount of jobs, full-time jobs once they're built, maybe 50 or 100 or 150, depending on how many data centers there are. It's not a tremendous amount of jobs. But the big thing will be the tax revenue that it's going to bring to the city. But that is the good thing. The bad thing is each data center is going to use a tremendous amount of electricity and a tremendous amount of water. And that's going to be a big strain on the infrastructure of the city of Fredericksburg. And the data centers are becoming much more efficient than they were, you know, even 5 or 10 years ago. There's new technology. There's closed loop water cooled systems. Everything is getting much more efficient. It still requires a tremendous amount of energy, Ted. You're talking about a building with thousands of servers stuffed into it, and then the power goes off. They have to have. They're going to have. They use diesel generators in Virginia for backup electricity to these data centers when the power does go off. Then you have to have generators that can supply a megawatt or 2 or 3 megawatts of power to these data centers. And think about the amount of generator. A data center could be equal to maybe 10,000 to 15,000 homes in a subdivision, just one data center. The electricity eases. Can you imagine if the power went off? You have to have generators to power these 15,000 homes, and the noise it makes, and the pollution it causes. So there's a lot of pluses to data centers. There's a lot of minuses too. So I just hope everything is all the I's dot, all the T's are crossed, and everything is done properly. This could be a really good thing for Fredericksburg if it's done properly.
I remember a couple of years ago when you and I first talked about this, and you talked about that, you know, the reason data centers were needed because of all of us and all the data that we demand, you know, that our phones need to use.
Yeah, and it's not a question of, do we need them? No, we need data centers. They're almost as important as a hospital. In fact, hospitals absolutely need data centers, and the medical technology and the help that AI is providing in medicine is just unbelievable advancement it's causing. And we can't not do without data centers and maintain the life that people live these days. We have to have them. Then the question is, okay, where and at what cost to the community, the infrastructure, the tremendous amount of water, the tremendous amount of electricity they use. That's got to be paired in with all the benefits from it, the tax revenue, which is going to be tremendous.
Yeah.
And so it's a double-edged sword, but this is a really, really big deal for Fredericksburg. And I was very excited about it at first. I'm a little toned down now because I know, like I said, it is a double-edged sword. But at first I was so excited, I was like, okay, this is like being a little kid and they're building a Toys R Us next to me. And I'm like, Mom and Dad, there's a Toys R Us going up next to me. And they're like, oh gosh, I can't believe this. Why do they have to put it right next to our house? But I'm very excited that something like this is coming to Fredericksburg, and I just hope there's none of the pitfalls that it could be, and I hope everything's done properly. But with the technology, I do think it will fit well. I think it will work out in the end, and you know, $40 or $50 or $60 million tax revenue every year to Fredericksburg will be put to very good use.
Well, and you think about it, for so long, data centers were something that this was allowed in a Prince William thing. And now it has come and is really going to play a big part in our area, whether it's Fredericksburg, Stafford, Spotsylvania.
Huge part. There's 250 acres, Ted, in Fredericksburg that they're proposing putting between 8 to 12 data centers on. There was also a mixed-use proposal to put just homes, maybe one or two hotels, and a bunch of retail stores on. And if we did that, it's not the impact to the community is not going to be as great as the water and electric use, but also we're getting nowhere near the tax revenue. The tax revenue of 4 or 5 data center buildings would equal or surpass a mixed-use thing of homes, hotels, and retail on that land.
Right.
So if we put 10 or 12 buildings on it, it's going to well over probably double the tax revenue that we would get from a mixed-use thing. But we got to weigh that because, okay, we get twice as much money, tax revenue, but we have a tremendous more effect on our infrastructure with the electric and the water. We got to temper everything with that.
Yep.
But overall, I think it would be a good thing in Fredericksburg. And if it wasn't here, it would be somewhere else. That's why everyone is clamoring to get a data center, because they know if we don't get it and we don't get this money, somebody else is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Well, it's an interesting, it's something we all need to educate ourselves on ultimately.
Yes. Yep. And it has to be done right, because there are communities. I have seen data centers built in communities where they promised all kinds of stuff for the community and they didn't deliver. They didn't deliver the jobs. They didn't deliver the tax revenues. And they put the bill, and it was in North Carolina where what I'm talking about happened. Mm-hmm. And it was a disaster, basically. And so right when I heard data center, the skin on the back of my, or my hair on the back of my neck goes up, because I'm like, I'm alerted. I've seen bad things with data centers. I don't think that's going to be the case here. I think all the I's are going to be dotted and the T's are going to be crossed, and it'll be done properly. But we got to do due diligence and make sure of that.
Yeah. Dave, the computer guy here with Tex in the Burg. TexintheBurg.com. They're on Lafayette Boulevard in a downtown Fredericksburg, 505 Lafayette Boulevard, right over near the train station. We'll take one final break and come back and conclude this morning with Dave, the computer guy, on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Dave, the computer guy, here this morning with Tex in the Burg. Town Talk powered by Tex in the Burg this morning. You always are out there, Dave, looking for those bargains, and there are always bargains to be found, it seems.
Yep. Lately, we've had a lot of customers wanting laptops. They couldn't upgrade to Windows 11, so they want to buy a new laptop. And if you shop the sales, you don't have to break the bank for a good laptop, and don't spend a fortune unless you need something that's running AutoCAD and you do a lot of photo editing with Photoshop or something. Mm-hmm. Almost any laptop would do for just web browsing and email. And right now, Best Buy has an Asus 14-inch laptop for $250. And it's a nice starter laptop.
Okay.
It's regularly $430. It's $250. You can't go wrong with that. In a few years, you know, you're not out $2,000 if something happens to it. They also have an HP 15-inch laptop, really nice one, 512 gig solid state drive for $329. It's regularly $580. That is a really nice laptop for high school or college students. You don't have to spend a fortune, $330, that's it, and it will serve a college student or a high school student very, very well, any of them would ever need. And for schoolwork and you know, standing with their friends and everything on the internet without spending $2,000 on a MacBook Pro.
And again, have this in mind because of the whole Windows 10 thing and that October 14th. Date that does that sits out there.
Yes, that's going to be coming up soon, and a lot quicker than we think. And
yeah,
the time things just fly. It seems like now this year is just going by.
Yes,
winter's almost over as we speak, and so we don't want to wait to the last minute to deal with the Windows 11, Windows 10 ending in October 14th. And so start thinking about that now. And if you have any questions, call your tech support company, whoever, and make sure that you're going to be safe.
540-371-2874 to get a hold of Dave, the computer guy, at Tex in the Burg. Dave, great to talk to you. We will talk again next month. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Fredericksburg.
Thank you for listening. We will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.